after a very long journey, we finally have been recognised under the Rossisi scheme, with great thanks to the current minister, Michael Creed, and to the Taoiseach, who, you know, decided, even at this late stage, to implement the Ombudsman's recommendations from 2009. So it's already 9 years ago when the Ombudsman issued their special report, which at the time was sensationally rejected by a Fianna Fáil-led government.
This has been a long fight for you and your family.
It has indeed been a long and, you know, poignant fight, you know, because at the root of it is a very sad case of the drowning of my father and my brother, who was just 16 years of age, and of three crew. So the controversy really was to do with the tonnage of the boat, the tonnage being like a milk quota, and the situation was with fishing boats, if they were lost at sea, that the tonnage could not be reused. So a scheme was then introduced in 2001 that could rectify that. However, certain people were informed of the existence of the scheme, but people like ourselves were not so informed, and on that basis we complained to the Ombudsman. The Ombudsman found in our favour, but as I said, that report was at the time was rejected.
Do you have any idea now when your family will finally get this compensation?
I suppose, Barry, it was never really about the compensation as such. That's effectively done deal now. But, you know, it was about equality. It was getting treated the same as other people. You know, my mother was left in 1981 to rear eight children single-handedly. So, you know, people talk about the 1980s. That was some 1980s right there.